Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of that. I say this all the time. I know some of you are like, okay, shut up. You do this all the time. I don't know what the heck's wrong with you. Okay. I'm trying to get you to engage. I'm trying to get you to be involved. I'm trying to get you to care about what's going on around you. Seriously, in all sincerity. All right? And you truly do that by getting informed. You do that by making sure that don't spew information that's incorrect. You know what I mean? We've all done it by accident. Yeah, I'm hitting the ground this way on purpose. But we've all done it. Sometimes by accident, you don't mean to do it. I get it. You got information you thought was real, you thought was true. And it's a big deal. When you spew stuff that sounds like it's simply the party line, then you become, for lack of a better term, you become one of them. And you never want to be one of them. All right? So get your information together. Make sure you have a clue to what's going on. And you want to make sure that you got your facts straight. And then discuss. Don't be sitting there, you know, you're going to prove you're right, no matter what. You're going to jam it down their throats, you're going to, whatever. It's not the way to do it, people. It's sure as heck not the right way to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. All right, get over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Do not blow it this time. I know some of you do. Don't give me that like you're perfect. All right? Time to order is now. They've got pillowcases. They've got pillows. They've got sheets. Blankets, towels, the whole night. I mean, anything you could imagine. They got slippers that are great. A lot of people love their slippers. Yeah, I did until I ruined them. Wore them out in the rain. Never said I was the smartest guy in the room. Right? And you use promo code Joe, you will save anywhere from 30 to 70%. That's not too shabby. Right, and then Mike Liddell's one of the only ways we've been able to make money, or anybody really has been able to make money online, because you know Facebook just loves us so much, makes it easy for us. Right, yeah. MyPillow.com promo code Joe saves 30 to 70%. I'm telling you, you'll love the product. You get a long time to send it back, right? If you really don't like it, you can send it back. You get a full refund on your money. Who else does that? Who else? I think it's 90 days. You'd have to check and see, but I think it's 90 days. right? You can send it back, and, you know, no questions asked. Get a full refund on your money. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%. All right. Always fun, all right? So, Tom Del Picaro is going to join me after the break. Now, Tom very much has his finger on the pulse of California politics. He's got, well, actually, national politics as well. You know, he's an acclaimed author, speaker. He's the former chairman of the California Republican Party. And I want to get his take on what's going on. Again, you look at what's going on with the DOJ right now. A lot of funny little things happening. I want to know what they're about. Why was a subpoena issued to the sergeant of arms in the chamber? Quite interesting. Why would they do that? Now you're hearing how, you know, Navarro is going to jail for 4 months. He's going to fight it. And there, I hope he does. I hope he really does. Because you have others in the Obama administration, other Democrats who held prominent positions, who were hit with subpoenas for Congress, didn't show, claimed privilege of some kind or another. I don't see any problems with them. Right? Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. DOJ did nothing. Was the Attorney General? What are you going to do, right? The same argument I had with some of my buds about the, you know, Obama skirting the Constitution, breaking the law. I said, really? Who's going to put handcuffs on him? It's not going to happen. You got to wake up. You got to know what's going on around you, learn how to fight it, and fight it the way they do. You've heard the term lawfare. Well, you need to do it the same way. Seriously, in all seriousness. You don't break the law. You don't do some of the nasty stuff they do. But you really, truly need to learn how to fight like they do. Right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, nothing to do with politics as a whole. But, you know, there was an article in USA Today about if you help the homeless, why is it that more and more churches are getting in trouble for helping the homeless? Now, some of you, whenever something goes wrong, whenever there's a catastrophe, you get all over the churches for not opening up their doors properly, not doing what you perceive to be the right thing. And now when we do it, or when churches do it, they get in all kinds of trouble. Let's talk about that more later on. Tom Del Picaro joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go for it.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Be part of the solution by getting informed. That's really what it boils down to. Once you get informed, it becomes so much easier. And I mean that sincerely. You can talk to other people about these issues. You can really make a difference. Let me bring him on because I don't have a whole bunch of time with him. And always, believe it or not, I always enjoy my time with him when he's on with us. Tom DelVaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. And Tom is an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era. Now, you got a new one coming out soon. You don't have to talk about it now unless you want to.
Yeah, sure. It's called The Lessons of the American Civilization. It's pretty much my life's work. I've been working on it for decades, actually. It explains how civilizations come together, rise and fall, what characteristics they've had throughout history, then tells the American story, sort of gives them perspective as to what America is going through right now.
Are we doomed?
July, it comes out July 30th. Pre-orders will be, I don't know, 45 days before that.
All right. You know, Tom, we kind of throwing things around as to what to talk about, and basically what it comes back to every time is the border issue. And part of what people have been asking me, I have no answer for, maybe you do, which is if now that Abbott has activated the National Guard, can Joe Biden pull that out from underneath him?
Well, this is sort of a hole in the Constitution. I'm reminded, I think it was, of President Jackson, who set about a Supreme Court ruling while John Marshall's written it. Now he can come enforce it. So who's going to enforce what they're talking about? Is the White House really going to send whatever it is to stop the National Guard? Excuse me, especially when everybody, and I mean everybody, knows that the president is wrong on the issues here. So it's bad enough. What's he got an approval rating in the mid-20s on this issue, which means that the only people that are supporting Biden on the border are the hardest of core leftists. So does the White House really think this is the battle that they're going to do, or are they going to back down? I submit that since this isn't the Republicans in Congress, that Texas isn't going to back down. I wouldn't be surprised if Governor Abbott's running for president off of this issue. And so I expect him to stay the course, and I expect the president to back down because, you know, it was okay for Nancy Pelosi to put razor wire around the Capitol, but it's inhumane to put it on the border. That won't sell.
No, it won't. But the fear is, again, now you've got other states that have decided to back up Abbott and will send their National Guard troops there if they need to. But does the president really have the authority once it's been activated in a state? I wonder if the president really has the authority to take them away, if you would, or take control of them.
Okay, so then they leave and then others show up in their place. Where does this end for the White House? And since, you know, Lincoln famously said you can only prosecute a war as long as you have the public support. Well, there's no public support for this position that the Biden administration is taking against Americans with the danger at the border. So I just don't see this. And you know, keep in mind, this is a lawless White House who didn't follow Supreme Court when it came to student loan forgiveness.
Right.
So this is a hole in the Constitution. What it was John Marshall who said that we're going to decide constitutionality as the Supreme Court. That's not in the Constitution. He just started that process with Marbury versus Madison.
Yep.
But what happens when a branch says no? This is a hole in the Constitution, and the problem for the Democrats at the congressional level is the Biden policies is killing them at that level and is going to be the reason why they could lose the Senate.
Tom,
in addition to the House.
It was never, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but it was never meant for the Supreme Court to come up with an opinion for every single issue with these laws. Matter of fact, some of our founding fathers thought if it got to this, this was going to be problematic for us, didn't they?
Well, Thomas Jefferson was always fearful of the federal judiciary absorbing too much power, if that's what you're after.
Yeah, because, again, to your point, they have no power, they have no police force, they have no anything to be able to enforce this. The DOJ is supposed to be doing that for them, correct?
No, well, No, there is no, there is nothing in the Constitution that says what if you don't, what if the executive branch disagrees with the Supreme Court? There's nothing in there for that. And so this is a bad situation. When the biggest confrontation in American history outside of John Marshall and those in that era, you know, in the early 1800s, was, of course, FDR bullying the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, there was a retirement, and then one guy flipped his vote, and suddenly the New Deal became constitutional when Roosevelt was threatening it. So the Supreme Court bent. What if the Supreme Court doesn't bend? And what if the White House doesn't bend? Are they really going to send troops to Texas or work something out? This is a presidency who can't stand up really to anything. So I believe they're going to back down.
So I got a couple of questions that somebody just sent me. One of them is, technically, the Supreme Court only renders an opinion. They do not make law. Congress is supposed to take it if that law or that issue is considered unconstitutional. They're supposed to take that law back and rewrite it, re-implement it, re-whatever, correct?
I should have been the starting pitcher for the Yankees. Since Marbury versus Madison, the reality is the Supreme Court has been on and off making law. And the country has by and large abided with it, except for in the case of someone like FDR who bullied them to change the law in his direction versus what they were doing.
Well, I have a whole bunch more questions for you, but I know you got to go. So always appreciate your time with me, Tom. We'll get you back on.
I thought we were going to go through the break.
You can go through the break? Great. All right.
Yeah.
Tom Novacaro will still be with us when we come back. I'll leave it to Cindy and Casey Cannolis. Thank you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby lost it on a reporter at the White House. The reporter kept pushing him on whether or not President Joe Biden was looking at his own poll numbers when he weighed his decision on what to do as far as engaging our military in operations regarding Gaza. India's Navy was able to rescue an Iranian fishing vessel that was hijacked by Somali pirates. That rescue mission was the third this week in the same international waters. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him back on again. I've got limited time with him. Tom is an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me to discuss some of the questions you asked. We're going to go through some of those in a minute. Thanks for being with me, Tom.
All right. Great to be on.
All right. One of the questions that was asked before we went to break was... The bill that they're trying to push through, with trying to give the president the power to shut down the border, he already has that power, does he not?
There's a complete loose. The bill he wants would fund relocation of people coming across the border. He undid by executive order the executive orders Trump used to shut down the border. So he could, with a swipe of a pen and a phone, clamp down on the border. This is just a ruse for more spending. By the way, the biggest joke of all this week was Paul Ryan in a panel with Jamie Dimon warning Americans that government is spending too much money. Okay, Paul, what the heck did you do?
That's right. We were screaming about him when he put that $1 trillion bill through, and he didn't ask a question, didn't push back whatsoever.
Yeah, such a joke.
Unreal, but again, you know what's going on right now? The continued resolution again.
They don't do budgets.
No,
the government's completely out of control. We don't have a year-to-year budget. We just fund this, fund that. It's a joke.
But it
is the reason why we have almost, you could make the argument we have like constant or permanent inflationary pressures, because they're running $1 trillion deficits every 100 days. Every 100 days they're adding $1 trillion to the national debt. They have to print to do that, and that causes inflation.
Wow. $1 trillion every 100 days. You got me speechless. All right. Another comment somebody made to me just now was, nothing changes, no matter who's in there, no matter what Republicans we send there, they never change anything. It's almost like it's systemic. They don't know how to stop. What do we need to do?
Well, that is true. But it is going to take a president who will veto a bill and draw the line in the sand on spending at some level. Otherwise, you can't expect Congress to do this because it's a business to them. You need an outside president. Now, Trump has claimed this time around that that's what he's going to do. Remember, spending went up significantly during his presidency to deal with COVID. Will he come back in now and just hold the line on spending? And, these deficits aren't being caused by a lack of revenues to the government, as Reagan said. This is just continued massive spending. That could be stopped. He could veto a bill, and he could say for the next decade, government is not going to expand beyond, 65% of the budget is tied to the inflation rate. So they have to cut down on discretionary spending, and it's going to take a president to start that process.
So, Tom, but
at the same time that a third of the growth in the economy today comes from government spending. At the same time you cut government spending or put a cap on it, you have to reduce regulations so that the economy can take off. You can't – right now they're stepping up, priming the pump with government spending. When you unprime the pump by reducing or slowing government spending, you have to give the private sector the help it needs to take off, and you do that through reducing regulations and taxes.
But a lot of the spending they claim is statutory spending, where they have to spend so much for this, have to spend a percentage for that, social programs mostly. That
and now we have government.
Can you not?
And now we have interest on the debt at nearly $1 trillion a year. Look, it's going to be a difficult process, but it has to start somewhere. I'm not saying that they, cut the budget by a third tomorrow.
Right.
But you do have to cut it by 1% or 2% or 3% and start that way. Mm-hmm. And you have to look, the spending just is increasing. We just need to keep government roughly the same place it is for a couple of years and start that process.
Yeah, good luck with that. You got to change them all out and put a whole bunch of guys in that don't care about getting reelected. But Tom, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for the work that you do, and I always appreciate the information you give us.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great time. Joe Pacini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me as well. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, Xing, something, being part of the conversation. Brad Dinkins will join us later on in the show, in the third hour of the show, always like when he's on. You got questions? You want to know what's going on in the law world and some of the issues that you see coming against us? He's the guy to ask the question to. Okay. Remember that story I talked about last week, the woman who scammed over $100 million from the Army? Now, I want you to think about this, right? She had phony companies that she was funneling money to, sending bills that she was approving to pay those companies. She has retired, legally, retired now, with full benefits from the Army. Anybody home? Anybody paying attention? She was accused of stealing more. Now, again, in all fairness, she hasn't gone to court yet. Right? No court date. So she's been accused of stealing more than $100 million. But, man, when you see how the money moved and how they're able to prove it, if they don't find her guilty, I don't know what to do. It's over. Now, Janet Yamanaka was accused of establishing a shell company, then funneling taxpayer money to it, which she spent on jewelry, clothing, vehicles, and real estate. Now, that's according to a Department of Justice announcement about the investigation. But limitations to a federal law allow the alleged con woman to receive her full civil service, civil service, hear that, civil service benefit package. These people have civil service rights, okay, given to them by JFK, I mean, way back when they started all this, which for all intents and purposes is the federal union. And then it's, then they're also covered by other unions that they're a part of, and state laws and federal. I mean, there's so much now to protect workers. Do you need civil service rights? I'm just asking. The command has no, according to one Army spokesman, the commander has no authority to impact Ms. Mello's retirement. You know, this is according to the Army's installation manager command. Now, they sent an email, so whatever. This is in accordance with 5 U.S. Code Section 8312. An individual may be denied an annuity or retired pay on the basis of the service of an individual if the individual is convicted of treason, rebellion, or insurrection. Oh, you mean like we've been saying about President Trump? Got to be convicted. Or other similar offenses. There's no similar statutory authority for denying retired pay based on any other conviction offense. Right? So you can beat the crud out of somebody, maybe even kill somebody, because it doesn't, if you look at the list of things they can keep your pay from, it doesn't include murder or conviction of a felony. As part of her job, she was trusted with the finances of the American people. Right, she was a finance program manager at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. She determined whether organizations were eligible for the 4-H Military Partnership Grant, according to a federal indictment filed against her on December 6th. The partnership program was created to provide meaningful youth development. So she stole money from the youth, from the young people, people who needed it, who needed help. I mean, next to stealing it from seniors, that's disgusting. Anyway, prosecutors alleged that in December 2016, she started a phony nonprofit, Child Health and Youth Lifelong Development, submitted fraudulent paperwork indicating it was eligible for grant money. She then directed the money to a UPS store mailbox. Right? Then she deposited the money in her own bank account. Wow. Lady, really. You should have started your own company. Do it the right way. You should have, you know what, reach out to the mafia. I'm sure they do these kind of things all the time. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Cedar, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Truly is. You know, but again, I say, get informed first. Please don't be one. Please don't be one of those people, all right? You make me very happy. Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he's prepared for a conflict with the federal authorities over the border. This is a fight for the future of America, he said. I'm going to tell you something. Tom DelVaccaro said it, and I think it's, you know, viable. Maybe not in the next election cycle, obviously. Abbott could run for president on this. If he holds his ground, he stands his ground, he slows down the illegal immigration, the migration, the overwhelming of these cities. Remember, these cities have had it. Chicago, hardcore Democrat, they're now coming to get the Democrats. They may turn that red because of all the aggravation to go through. You have the mayor of the city talking about spending all this money on the illegals, and that he has his own people in the streets, his own people still looking for work. Chicagoans that have been paying taxes. Good luck to him. Abbott told Tucker Carlson that he expects a standoff between the state and Biden administration will be remedied through peaceful means. Listen, it almost sounds, what does this sound like? It sounds like we're doing stuff with a third world nation, that we're negotiating with Mexico or something, right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, you really do have to pay attention to the stuff that's going on, so you really do, you understand what's happening. So, because there's a lot still on the left that will defend Biden on this at the border. There is no defense for what's happening at the border. Absolutely none. If the administration declares that it plans to federalize the National Guard of the state of Texas, your National Guard, what will your response be, he was asked. He said, well, first of all, I'd be shocked, according to Abbott. He said that would be a boneheaded move on his part, total disaster. But as you might imagine, we're prepared in the event that unlikely event does occur. Right? We're going to make sure that we will be able to continue exactly doing what we're doing right now and over the past month. The National Guard will continue to erect border fencing regardless of what the administration does. And that is building these barriers, whether it be, you know, the razor wire or any other anti-climb border barriers, whatever we've been building, the Biden administration is now trying to attack. We'll continue to do exactly what we're going to do to expand our denial of the illegal entry. It is illegal entry, people. Even for those of you bleeding hearts that, you know, we need to help these people. They're in trouble. They need help. All right, do it the right way. That simple. We'll continue to do exactly what we've been doing, he said. In response to rumors that Biden administration might try to federalize Texas National Guard, the governor said they have a plan. We do have other armed state employees on the border as we speak, he said. And well, as the National Guard from other states that you can be assured that there'll be. Now, here's the thing. He can bring in guards from other states. That's fine. Those guards cannot turn their guns on American citizens. You cannot use the military. Well, I was going to say it's constitutional, but they're not paying attention to the Constitution anymore. You cannot use the military against our people here on our soil. The military men and the officers would actually be going against their oath to protect the Constitution. There's up over 25 states now, governed by Republicans, have announced that they will support Texas Governor Abbott in his fight against the federal government. The federal government's failure to secure our nation's southern border is jeopardizing the safety of all Americans. That's according to Tennessee governor. We've always stood with Texas. Governor Abbott officially declared that the Lone Star State had been invaded. He accused the White House of violating Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. He said states have consistently our constitutional right to defend themselves against invasion. The executive branch has a constitutional duty to enforce, but they're not enforcing. They really aren't enforcing any of the federal laws. They have totally disregarded them for their feelings, what they feel, what they think they ought to be doing. It doesn't matter what you think. You know what? You follow the law first. First you do what the law says. Then, if you want to change, at least that's what I taught my kids. You don't buck the law to buck the law, right? If the law's immoral, goes against your true religious belief, yeah, then push back on it. But you follow the law, right? And then you change it. You push to change it. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, all the visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution for some of the states should not be left to the mercy of a lawless president who won't do anything to stop destruction. Now, right now, we do have the ability, in a convention of states, we do have the ability to push back. We do have the ability to make changes to the Constitution without intervention. I don't know if you guys know this, from Congress, right? Or through the Supreme Court. They can do absolutely nothing once the convention of the states starts, once the convention of the states votes on what it is that they want or want to change. They can't do anything. They can't do anything about it. Now, right now, what you're seeing, right, is a total, really, truly, not following through on the Constitution at all. Total disregard. If Abbott is defying yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, Biden needs to establish sole federal control of the Texas National Guard. That's according to Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat out of Texas. But here's the funny thing about it. Did he say the same thing about Biden when Biden disregarded the Supreme Court saying, no, you cannot pay off the loans of students? You cannot use taxpayer money to pay those loans off. Right? Every state in the border, every state is the border state at this point. Open border policies, Biden administration. You know, I got news for you. This is one of those times for civil disobedience. This is one of these times for the states to hone in on what their rights are, truly what their constitutional rights are, and not give them up. Right? Speaker Mike Johnson said, I stand with Governor Abbott. The House will do everything it can in its power to back him up. Well, what is it? I wish he would call it. What is in your power to do? What can you make happen? You know, in 2018, Yale University released a study that indicated as many as 22 million illegals maybe live in America. 6 years later, that number could be more over 30. It is over 30 million. Can we just be honest about it? We don't know how many people have come over. We really don't. We know how many we've caught. We know how many we've written up. We know how many slips we've given up. I'm surprised we haven't run out of trees to make paper from. You know, and Biden is basically holding the country hostage. The amount of fentanyl, the amount of people that have died by fentanyl well exceeds who have died from COVID-19. And yet, just totally ignore it. Like it doesn't exist. There is no problem with fentanyl at the border. Do you hear anything? Biden came out today and said he's done everything he could do to protect the border. No, he hasn't. He's done everything he could do to open the border. Why would you keep fighting Texas, who's willing to put up the barriers, who's willing to put in the National Guard? You could finish putting up the fences, the wall that you're leaving to rot. And in the areas where that wall is up, in 99.9% of where those walls are up, they're not getting through. But they'll never admit that. They've caught, what, now 170-some-odd terrorists? People that are on the, I mean, serious people. Those are the ones they've caught. How many have they not caught? You know, we're at that point. I mean, first of all, stop it trying to impeach Biden. You haven't got the time, or why waste the energy? You've got Harris right behind, and then who are they going to appoint as the next VP? Newsom? You should be playing with getting work done up there, or not playing with, but being serious. You need to work hard, right, at getting somebody elected, getting Republican control of the Senate and the House. If we can control all three for four lousy years, and these guys don't do the job that they need to do, they're done. The Republican Party is done. And stop trying to be like you're one up on the Democrats, like you got more morals than they do. Get the job done. Play like they play. Do what you need to do. Use their playbook. Line by line, item by item. You want a peaceful resolution? Fine. I agree with that. But if the cartels start coming against our men and women, take them out. Wipe them out. Make them an afterthought like ISIS. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.